Ron, you're overseeing a number of different wildlife studies that Syncrude has been involved in. What exactly are you doing with wildlife research?
Well, we're looking at our biggest study right now is in wildlife corridor research. We're looking at how wildlife use the corridors, preferences for corridors, and their adaptability to industrial corridors. And so with that, we're going to use that information to enhance our reclaimed landscape.
Well, tell me a little bit about corridors. What are they and what animals would be of interest to you?
So corridors are areas where the animals are free to roam. And these may be unvegetated lands where they can freely walk and access. So we have a list of animals of concern from moose and deer for the bigger ones, and also the predator species like fox and wolf, and almost everything in between.
How are you conducting this corridor research, and who's doing it for you?
So right now we are we're with the Canadian Oil Sands Network of Research and Development, or CONRAD, and that's with our six other industry partners. And we are doing it through university-based research.
So what is the importance then of reestablishing wildlife corridors when you do the reclamation?
Well, one of the key goals of reclaiming the land is to bring it back to a capability that existed prior to disturbance. So that not only means replacing upland for upland and wetland, having the same amount of wetlands, but also allowing the wildlife to come back and flourish as it did before.
Now, there has been an issue with industrial development in the north of species from outside the area moving in as access is created. Is that something you're also going to be looking at to mitigate when you get the results from your corridor studies?
Yeah, I believe so. What the corridor study will be looking at is the numbers of the different types. So if there are species that are coming in, the study will be able to identify those and determine if that is happening.
How long is it going to take before you get your results?
I think the first phase is about a three-year project, and then there's a phase two that builds on the first phase, and I think overall it's about 5 years. But we'll be implementing the results as they are being developed.
Now, what are some other wildlife studies that you've done in the area?
So in the past, we've done studies on bees and how they are affected on the reclaimed land. And essentially what we found, and that was done in the early 90s, what we found is there was no effect in terms of the reclaimed land on the bees. In fact, they thrived and produced honey like similar to their test sites that we were compared to. And they also helped us out in pollination of the plants such that it actually helped our vegetation on our reclaimed areas.
Well, what was the concern that you had to look at the honeybees in the first place?
I believe the honeybees are quite susceptible to industrial pollutants, and they were brought on and looked at to determine if vegetation growing on reclaimed lands that could be potentially affected by industrial pollutants would transfer to the wildlife.
Now, how about beavers? Because I understand that you've had some interesting work with beavers.
So in the past, we've looked at how beavers affect the drainage patterns in nature. And what we've done is incorporated their activity into our drainage plans. So our closure plan will be sustainable in terms of long-term drainage.
Are beavers good or bad in terms of your reclamation?
Well, they're good in that they bring biodiversity. And they're bad in terms of they can affect our drainage patterns. However, our studies have shown that we can incorporate beaver activity and design a sustainable drainage system to accommodate both us and them.
Well, how would you actually do that?
Well, the studies in the past have looked at natural analogs, so what's happening in nature. And based on that, with similar material types on our reclaimed landscape, we adapt our drainage designs to incorporate width, depth, and breadth of channel. And that's how we develop our sustainable drainage plan.
So essentially, your reclaimed areas would become beaver-friendly?
Yes, exactly.
Well, Ron, you're an engineer, and the beaver is nature's engineer. What have you learned from the beavers up in the oil sands area?
Well, we learned quite a bit. We looked at over 784 dams and flew over them with helicopters to look at how they're engineering the landscape. And based on that, we're using that knowledge to enhance our drainage plans to make a more sustainable closure plan.
Well, you mentioned the closure plan. What exactly is that?
So the closure plan is our plan. Once mining and upgrading activity is done, what the landscape is going to look like as we turn it back to nature. The baseline is a drainage plan, but it incorporates all aspect of landform design, reintroducing biodiversity, different native plants and shrubs. So all the aspects of reclamation is put into one plan, and that's our go forward.
Now, you have a map here of the area, and I see that there's two large lakes. How do they fit into that?
So the lakes are our reclamation method for soft tails deposits, and actually those are bioremediators in terms of organic carbon. The oil sands contains natural organic carbon, which is toxic to aquatic wildlife, and these lakes are a method of treating that passively through bioremediation to remove the toxicity.
And then, because you're focusing on wildlife studies, how do you expect to reintroduce the biodiversity or the wildlife into these reclaimed areas?
Well, what we've seen with our certification of Gateway Hill, when we build it, they'll come. And actually, Gateway Hill's a unique example. It's triangular in shape, and on two sides, it's bordered by highway, and on the third side, by our industrial activity. And we have seen significant wildlife activity in that particular area. So with this corridor study, in terms of looking at enhancing the ability of wildlife to access our sites, we have seen just by reclaiming the sites like we have, wildlife is being introduced naturally.
What about the little things, like the little bugs and the things that go into the soil, the organic beings?
Nutrient cycling and micro and mesofauna, that's all part of our reclamation activity from our uplands landscapes on our overburden reclaimed overburden sites to our wetlands studies that we're doing. So everywhere from fungus up to moose, we're looking at how to enhance it in our reclaimed lands and how to plan for it and accommodate it in the future.
These are not the sorts of things that happen overnight. What sort of period of time are you looking at to reclaim an area or to be able to say this area is now a fully functioning forest again?
So what we found with our certified Gateway Hill, or our Gateway Hill that has received certification, is that we can produce a reasonable trajectory of success within 15 years. So the oldest vegetation on Gateway Hill is roughly 15 years old, and comparing that to the natural boreal forest, which is anywhere between 85 and 150 years old, in that short time we have proved that that we can achieve a sustainable forest in a very short time, so 10 to 15 years from initial planting. So St. Croude reclaims progressively, meaning that as soon as an area is not in use in terms of operations, our reclamation operations will go in and reclaim that area. So a lot of the detractors in terms of oil sands development say that we're not reclaiming at a fast enough pace, but in reality, the areas that aren't being reclaimed right now are still in operation. So the plan is usually within 3 to 5 years after an area is finished with operations, reclamation is in there reclaiming that area.
What's it like for you, being an engineer who deals more with the kind of technical sides of things, having to also incorporate these wildlife and biological aspects to your work?
Well, I think it's a pretty good fit because It's all science. There's the pure science with in regards to the biologists, the chemists, and it fits well with the applied science in terms of engineering. So how do you pull it all together to make a plan work? And that's, I think that's a really good fit.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Thank you.